this week's FMB sponsor is NatureBox. I've actually used NatureBox before, not like some of these other advertisements we talk about that I know nothing about. It's like a monthly or subscription, but you get to pick. You can choose if you want it monthly or every 2 weeks or anything. And they send you super healthy snacks. And you can pick how many snacks you want in your box and whatever. And they're all really good. Like, I think there's only been two that I've had out of an entire, like, six-month thing that I didn't like. And if you don't like them, you can, like, let them know. And then they'll send you a next, like, an extra thing in your next box. And they're super good. And you could, like, ugh, I don't know. I just love them. I love them. But I had to stop over school because I wanted to. What are you doing? Yeah, they're expensive. Jenna's rubbing her fingers together. And it gets a little expensive because it's a monthly thing, so it, like, adds up, right? But it's super, super good, and it's, like, I don't have to go to the store. I just got to go pick it up at the mail, which is awesome because I'm lazy.
And where can the lovely people find information about this?
You can go to naturebox.com or .ca, I don't know. It's .com. It's definitely .com. Naturebox.com, guys. It's so good. Honestly, though, they have these, like, kettle-cooked, like, corn things, and oh my god, I would order like 5 boxes of just those. Like, you don't understand, Jen.
I don't.
You don't understand. This is an addiction. That's why I had to stop. I was addicted. But I'm gonna do it again over the summer because it was awesome and I love it.
There you go. NatureBox. Check it out.
You're listening to Foul Mouth Bitches.
We are your bitches. I am Jen.
And I am Jessica.
Where nothing is censored.
Where else would you be allowed to say, like, cock, fuck, shit, bugger ass, cunt?
And nothing is restricted.
And I mean, we're pushing limits.
FMB.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
All right, guys, we're back. We took a little bit of a break last week because,
it was a holiday,
our teacher said we could, and also Jessica was dying.
Strep throat and an ear infection and an eye and
laryngitis.
And no, it was strep throat. Oh, I thought it was laryngitis.
You told me it was laryngitis. I thought it was laryngitis. I told the internet it was laryngitis. You just made me lie to the internet.
And then I spent 4 hours in the doctor's office, and they're like, no, you girl. You got strep throat. And I was like, this makes sense because I can't breathe.
It sounds like a really awesome doctor.
No, actually, I was in there, and, like, I had pink eye, too, but I wasn't aware of this at the time. And so I was like, can you look at my eye? Because I also had a bug bite above my eye. It's still kind of there. And I thought that's why my eye kept watering. So yeah. I was worried that I was dying. Because that's my go-to. I'm not sick, I'm dying.
Yay, hypochondria.
But anyway, so I'm there, and I'm like, okay, so I have this bite above my eye, and so my eye keeps watering, and she's like, oh, well, I don't know what to do about that, but I can give you a flu shot. So I spent,
but you don't even understand. We're getting flu shots today.
I already got a flu shot, so
I can't get my flu shot, I forgot my card.
Health card.
Yeah.
Grr!
That's okay, I'm not feeling spectacularly well anyways.
But, okay, so we go to the clinic, and it's like, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I phone my mom. And I'm like, Mom, I'm dying. And she's like, okay, I'll take you to the clinic tomorrow. So she picks me up at like 4:30, because I was at my boyfriend's. So I go back to my room and I clean up a little bit. And I can't sleep because I can't breathe. And then we look for a clinic that opens at 8 o'clock because all of them are opening at 9 because this is the weekend.
Yeah.
And so we go and we're sitting there at 8 o'clock. I'm the first person that walks in the door at 7:57. Okay, so I'm even there before 8 o'clock. And the doctor doesn't even get there till 9.
Well, no, but they open at 8 so they can start a list.
Yeah. So I just sit there for a fucking hour before the doctor even got there. And then the doctor got there and he started taking appointments. And it's like, why would you have a walk-in if you're going to just take appointments? Like, why wouldn't you have two doctors there? And they were supposed to have two doctors there, but the other doctor just didn't show up. So I ended up waiting 2.5 hours at that doctor's office. And because she wouldn't look at my eye, I had to go to an eye doctor next door. And I was like, hey, do you guys do walk-ins? And they're like, no, but maybe we can squeeze you in. And it's like, thank God. Oh, I was so angry. I'd been up since 4. I had 2 hours of sleep. I was dying. I couldn't breathe.
But as you can tell, Jessica is very much alive.
Barely. I mean, I slept last night. Because usually I just cough all night. But I actually slept.
But you slept. Sleeping is good. Sleeping is wonderful.
I know. I missed it.
I've been going home after school and, like, falling asleep immediately. It's terrible. It means I don't get any homework done.
Yeah. Yesterday was really tiring, though, for some reason. I think it was because we had to carry all the crap. Because we were doing Broadcast J. We had to carry stuff.
I was a reporter, so I didn't have to, but I did anyways, because I always feel bad for, like, the journalism students. It's all like, oh, you're not used to being a pack mule. Here, I will carry things like a camera.
I will carry, yes, in the
I will carry the things.
I carry all the things, and I get all the sweaty. It
was, and then I was go so on camera.
Sweaty. I was so sweaty. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm so happy I put deodorant on that morning. Like, shit.
Because that's optional?
I mean, sometimes I forget. And nobody notices, so obviously it's not a big deal. Right?
Well, I mean, you're normally not working up a sweat.
Exactly. What words are not...
Technically, that's kind of how it's pronounced.
Exactly. Okay. I was saying exactly. And then I stopped.
Well, yeah, you just make it shorter and
exactly. Exactly. You can't do it. You gotta say exactly.
Yeah, but the kata is in there. It's just not pronounced as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't say it. It doesn't work to say. Say it.
Exactly.
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 See, it does. You can do it, but I can barely talk English anyway.
That's true. Jessica doesn't English well.
Oh, that was scary noise. Someone's trying to break in.
Yeah, someone's like dying outside of our door. We're ignoring them because that's how much we love you, podcast audience.
Aw, shucks. Feel special.
Yeah. Anywho, this is actually going to be our last episode.
It's okay. Don't cry.
I know, but we have so much other work that needs to get done. I don't think we could do a bonus episode.
No. Oh, we'll see. We'll see. It'll be a surprise. If it happens, you'll know, and if it doesn't, then you'll also know.
Yeah, so by all means, keep us in your podcast feed, under subscribed, and that way, if we do happen to get together over the Christmas break and do, like, a random bonus episode, you'll get to download it.
Although, I highly doubt that, because I'm going away this Christmas.
For, like, the entire time?
Well, I leave on the 23rd.
And oh, yeah, but we have, like, all three of those weeks before that where...
We have work placement. I'm going to be working hard.
Not every day.
Where are you going?
I am going to a couple of different radio stations in the city.
Oh, different ones? You're not just going to one?
Well, it's a group. You know how radio stations are...
So you're going to have to go to, like, different ones, like, all the time?
They're in the same building.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, my God, Jen.
It's like if I go to one, I basically go to both because I'm working for the company, not for the radio station necessarily.
I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to have to go places.
That's okay. We'll be fine.
Because I don't even want a job. Honestly, I want to be a housewife.
Well, then why aren't you out there trying to find a rich husband?
Because I need to have some sort of education. Because, I mean, my looks aren't going to last forever.
That's what the rich husband has money for.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if I can't find the husband in time for my looks, you know?
Well, then you make an investment in plastic surgery.
Yeah, but I need the money to invest. When you got nothing, you can't do nothing with nothing. You gotta have something to get something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's true. When you got nothing, and you can't get nothing with nothing. It's true!
You're funny.
Did we say what this podcast is?
We have not. We've basically just been rambling for like 10 minutes.
Rants with Jessica. New podcast.
Fine.
I'm warning you now that I'm eating these fuzzy peaches because I'm not waiting.
Eat away.
So if there's munchy noises, blame Jessica.
Jessica went out and bought fuzzy peaches because she needed a treat. Aw, sweetie.
I want a nap.
Well, tell you what, we finish this, and then you can go and take a nap, because we got out of class early.
And I can shower. That hasn't been done for a while. That needs to be done. That's why the hair is in a bun.
It's not necessarily something that I needed to
know. The hair is also not brushed this morning.
Well, that would be another reason that it's in a bun.
Yes. I slept in, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you live like 5 minutes away.
That's why the hair was not brushed.
Oh.
And because I had to go and rent stuff and...
That is true.
Stuff. Because we're filming this weekend.
We are.
What's our thing? Why are we doing this podcast? What is this about? Why are we here?
This week's podcast actually came in from an old high school friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. We got our first request on our last episode.
Yeah. Hi, Carlo. This one's for you.
Carlo! Sorry. I got excited.
That's okay. Carlo thought it would be hilarious to hear me... oh gosh, what were his exact words?
Girl, it's
your
message.
Hear me break a commandment for an entire hour. So, that's what we're gonna be doing. Our topic is actually blasphemy and biblical swears.
Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Ah! Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh, don't do it. Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Woot woot.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's going to happen is we are going to delve right in with definitions. And we're going to start with the Webster Dictionary.
Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Wars.
Yep, the last one.
Stop.
Okay, so blasphemy, the act of insulting or showing contempt or lack of reverence for God. Or the act of claiming the attributes of a deity. Or irreverence towards something considered sacred or inviolable. Does that make sense, Jessica?
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. I wasn't listening because I was trying to sign into Twitter. And I'm like, why isn't this working? I'm putting in the right password. I have it written down. It's because I'm trying to sign into, like, my personal Twitter with, like, our FMB password. Like, it don't work, girl. It don't work. I'm having a rough day, weeks, year.
Let's go with month. Let's go month.
Day, weeks, year.
Yeah.
I'm made it.
Yeah. What the? Is that Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay.
It's D&D.
The way it was cropped, it looked like Shia LaBeouf. Anywho. Okay. So, Jessica, blasphemy is irreverence towards something considered sacred or inviolable.
So it doesn't even have to be Bible. It can be like, if I swear at Jen, that's blasphemy because Jen is sacred. What does that mean?
Inviolable.
What does that mean?
Something that you shouldn't violate.
See? There I go again. If I swear at Jen, that's blasphemy.
Secure from violation or profanation.
That's Jen.
That's...
Jen is sacred.
No, Jen isn't.
Don't swear at Jen. That's blasphemy.
Oh my god, swear as much as you want at Jen.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
That's okay. Okay, so that's pretty much blasphemy according to the Webster Dictionary. What do you think, Jessica?
I mean, I don't know. Sure. I wish there was something about the Bible in there, though, but I guess they have to be politically correct. Because I feel like blasphemy is like Bibles or like religion or like, you know?
Well, I think it's a very Christian-centered dictionary definition, actually.
What?
It is. The act of insulting or showing contempt or lack of reverence for God. I mean, yeah.
That one, yeah.
Technically, it's anything. It's... The second one is more accurate.
Yeah, the second one I would feel is more
accurate.
Irreverence
towards something considered sacred or inviolable, right?
The act so that's of like claiming the attributes of a deity.
Yeah. Well,
that
yeah,
one, I think, no, I don't know. I don't even know. Words are just brain is not.
Jessica's brain isn't quite
does not compute.
So well.
What are we? We're not filming. We're recording.
We are recording.
I'm confusing.
We're recording head. Episode 10.
Confuzzled.
That's okay.
Fuzzy like fuzzy peaches.
That's okay. So that's the Webster Dictionary. And Webster, I gotta say, you know, I know you're an English dictionary, and I know that you're primarily used in the U.S., but, like, dude, guys, we don't live in a predominantly Christian world anymore. Like, get with the times, okay? Like, switch those around to be a little bit more inclusive. That would be lovely. Although, you know, if I say that, who's to say that, like, any Indian dictionary doesn't actually say something like that, you know? So, I kind of get where you're coming from. I still kind of wish you'd turned it around. Anywho, we're going on to Urban Dictionary right now.
Urban Dictionary. Oh my god. Running into a church on Sunday and screaming Jesus Christ is fake and you're all still going to hell. Tom continued blasphemy running committed blasphemy running through a church screaming Jesus Christ is fake and you're all going to hell. I mean, that's the top definition. Why?
Yeah. I like this one. Statements, comments, or writings by a person that are considered to be against the tenets of a religion or against general public morality. Holy crap. You know, I have to admit, before we got into this podcast, I avoided things like Urban Dictionary because I swear it was just full of trolls and I didn't want to get into it, but you know what? Urban Dictionary has like the best definitions.
Way to
ever.
Go. How do you say that name? Piush.
Piush Trika? I'm saying that with a Polish accent.
Way to go, guys.
Idea. Yeah, that's a good one. That one we're going to end up putting on the website, definitely. And then, here's another one. Anything said or done is considered uncool or against all that is good in the world. Any person that has committed a blasphemy is afterwards subjected to a blasphemy slap in retaliation.
Ooh.
We'll get to blasphemy slap in a minute. So,
Oh my god, there's Marathon of Hannah Montana coming on tonight. Wanna watch?
Blasphemy!
So I would get a slap.
You would get a slap.
I wish they wrote that down.
Mm-hmm. And then blasphemy slap. A slap given after one has committed a blasphemy to discourage its
If you do one blasphemy, if you commit one blasphemy, you get one slap. But if you commit two blasphemies...
You get two slaps. That's how it works. No, one slap per blasphemy.
I like how they say committed a blasphemy.
This is true.
Like, not just commit. Like, you committed one. You committed a...
Okay, so I think we can agree that basically blasphemy is saying anything about any kind of religion, right?
Well,
like against a religion or right? Against
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't, that wasn't how it was in my head. Like blasphemy to me was like, "Oh my god."
Well, yeah, but that's technically, but that's against
that's
the tenets
like
of a religion.
That's one thing under this whole big umbrella.
It is. I mean, that's because I'm assuming you're from a predominantly Christian family.
No? I have no religion.
Okay, awesome. Jessica is an atheist. I come from a predominantly Christian family.
I don't know what I believe. There's too much going on for me to pick one thing.
Oh, so you're like agnostic.
I guess.
So you believe that there's something out there, but you don't know what.
I don't really know. Mm. I don't really have a belief. I don't believe that there's not anything, but I don't believe that there is anything.
That's agnostic.
I'm neutral on the subject.
That's agnostic. Nothing you say is going to stop me from saying you are agnostic.
I don't even know what that means, though, honestly.
It means that you believe in something, but you don't know what it is.
Sure.
Yes. It means that you believe that there's something out there, but you're not gonna, like, rule anything out by picking a side because you think it might not actually be knowable or conceivable by the human mind.
Sure.
That's another definition.
Sounds good.
Agnosticism is fun. I don't quite know where I lean on the religious scale, but I do know that I was brought up Christian. My parents are members of the United Church of Canada, and so... basically, yeah, stuff like saying Jesus or Oh my God, that's all considered blasphemy, although...
For the longest time, I didn't even know Jesus was, like, a Bible thing. Like, I thought it was just, like,
some dude.
A word. No, I didn't even realize it was a name. I just thought it was, like, a word
that people said when they got, like... You just thought it was a curse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny because it's kind of used as a curse.
Well, and I didn't even think about, like, Jesus. It was, like, geez.
Yeah, well, oh, you know what? That actually leads into, it's a euphemism, because a lot of these things, they actually are, like, they're not actual curses, right? Like, Jesus was a dude in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might believe he was the son of God, you might not. Jesus was a Hebrew dude in the Bible. Jewish dude in the Bible. He spoke Hebrew. There we go. And if you have a problem with that statement, go back to the Bible and read, the man was Jewish. Now, depending on what you believe... May have been the son of God, may not have been, doesn't really matter at this point in time, but a lot of Christians are basically using euphemisms instead of saying Jesus, because it's, I don't know, it's basically like a shortcut around one of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah, but I thought Jeez was just like a word. It was like a curse word, not like Jesus.
When it
I was
kind younger. Of is, but it actually started as like a euphemism. Here, let's check
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, when I was younger, I didn't realize that connection. So I thought people were just saying geez.
Minced oath, from 1922, American English euphemistic corruption of Jesus.
Corruption.
Yeah.
The government.
So it's, and that is, of course, from our etymology dictionary. Etymonline.com.
Etymology.
I have officially given up trying to get Jessica to say etymology correctly.
Hamina hamina hashna. Now Jen needs a nap.
Jen always needs a nap. Okay, so geez, it's basically a shortening of Jesus because, I don't know, probably made up by some smartass kid in the U.S. because he didn't want to get in trouble from his parents when he was saying it. So he said, I didn't say Jesus, I said geez. So there's a whole bunch of different euphemisms. Geez is one of them, or darn is actually a euphemism for damn.
Darn tootin'. What's tootin' a euphemism for?
I don't know. I have no idea. You can look it up.
No.
Okay. but there's basically two main kinds of blasphemy that most people end up committing. Although I don't know if it's really blasphemy if you yourself don't believe in that religion, but it's basically Jesus and oh my God. And both of those are technically breaking, one of the Ten Commandments.
Ermigur.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing, like Ermigurd.
Ermigur.
Ermigurd. Yeah, but like that's one of those things that actually got started, relatively... It's still relatively recently. OMG.
OMG.
OMG. If you didn't know, stands for oh my God.
I don't even think that, like, do people get offended by that anymore? Still? Like?
My mom doesn't like it overly much.
But, like, if she's, like, walking in the mall and someone's like, oh my God.
She'll react less to it than she will fuck. Yeah. If she's walking in the mall, no. It'll probably just go straight over
her
head.
Yeah, like, do people even notice if, like, randoms are saying stuff like that?
I don't know if people even notice when they're saying geez or, like, mm-hmm. oh my God anymore.
Oh my God.
It's, like, back in the 90s, there was this whole, like,
That's when I was born.
You're so young. Back in the 90s, there was, like, this whole Valley Girl thing.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt.
Yeah.
It is so big.
That's not so much Valley Girl as it is gangsta.
Yeah.
I'm talking Valley Girl, like, Clueless.
Oh my god, like, I didn't even know you were here.
Which is kind of why I have a bad habit of saying like, because I did actually pick up some of those mannerisms.
No, I remember making fun of those people.
Yeah. But because of that, OMG and oh my god, it kind of managed to, like, work its way into, god. Like, popular vernacular, so more people started discussing god. It.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is in a lot of different songs. Huh. You should find those songs and make, like, you should find all those songs and make, like, a mix for next week.
I will make a note.
Yeah.
Get ready for the mix.
Yeah. As for OMG, it's an internet abbreviation, and it came around apparently in 1994. Apparently earlier in computerese, it meant Object Management Group, which was a consortium that helped pave the way for the modern internet.
Internet.
Yeah. Sorry, Object Management Group. It now means, oh my god. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. According to Urban Dictionary, OMG is a net-centric abbreviation for the popular exclamation, oh my god, generally used in conversations to exclaim surprise or disgust.
What does net-centric mean?
Net-centric.
That's the word.
Internet-centric? Like, it's an internet saying?
Interesting.
Most commonly used by teenage girls who find it depressingly hard to type out an entire word. Reinforces assumptions that humans seem to be getting dumber from generation to generation.
Okay, not true, because when cell phones were first around, you had a word count, or like a character count, like a tweet. So you couldn't type, oh my god, when that was so many letters. You could just type OMG, and that's so many less letters. There was reasons for these words, guys. It was all about the texting. It's true. That's why people do it. That's why people go LOL.
Oh, speaking of euphemisms, there was also a euphemism for this. It was, oh my gosh. I don't know. Have you ever used oh my gosh?
Sometimes.
Since you were like...
Sometimes I do.
But I'm still?
Like, if I'm meeting new people.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to be on my best behavior. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I like how you draw with the O, like, I need to remember how this word ends so that I don't offend anybody.
Usually that's only when I'm just meeting people or when I'm, like, at, like, fancy dinners or stuff, because it's just better to avoid conflicts.
Yeah.
Not like when I'm with my friends and I'm like, you motherfucker!
That's true. Oh, my lord.
Oh, my lordy!
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Okay, so there's another dictionary, Urban Dictionary definition of OMG. Used by retarded teenagers, they say it stands for oh my god, but they really mean it stands for observe my gayness.
That's stupid.
Dude, first off, we don't say the word retarded anymore.
That's offensive.
It's just not polite, it's not politically correct.
You can say silly or stupid.
Yeah, actually, used by stupid teenagers, totally accurate. All teenagers are stupid. I was a stupid teenager.
I maintain
that all teenagers are stupid, if for no other reason than because their hormones are completely out of whack.
Yeah, it's not their fault. It's a genetic condition.
Sadly, yes. Although sometimes they do things deliberately stupid, in which case it is then their fault.
You've been diagnosed with puberty.
Still don't use the word retarded.
No, that's a terrible word because of the negative connotation that stupid people like you put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And gayness. Observe my gayness. I'm gay.
Dude.
It's, like, how is there... I don't understand why that's an issue here.
Dude. Like, who cares, okay?
No, so but what? I mean, what's... I don't understand. Is that supposed to be insulting?
It is supposed to be insulting.
I don't understand because that's not insulting.
It's really not. I mean, maybe they are gay. So,
Sir Scribbler, you just look like a dum-dum.
You are a stupid teenager, Scribbler.
Yeah, what the hell? Look in the mirror.
Oh, you've that's been diagnosed probably another...
with puberty. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. Is that... Is...
that well... has to be. That has to be. That has to be.
I feel like damn is actually a euphemism for hell. Is and it? Then darn is a euphemism for damn.
What? Where? Why? What does damn mean?
Damn?
Or where did this word damn come from?
Let me check. I don't think it's even a swear anymore. Yeah, damn hasn't been a swear, considered a swear, since they got fined for it at the end of Gone with the Wind. Damn it. And you know what?
Mm.
If I were him, I would have said, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a flying fuck. Because you know what? That bitch deserved it. Those are my feelings on Gone with the Wind. Don't bother commenting on it. You will not change my mind.
So, damn comes from a Latin word, damnare, which means old loss or harm.
Old French, damné. Oh. Oh, yeah, no, never mind. Damnare.
Damnare. Naton. Damnare.
I would say damnare.
Damnare, damnare, damnu, damni.
I don't know. It's not written damn phonetically. Damn me. We might be right after this podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It means to adjudge guilty.
So it could be a Bible swear because it's like,
to doom, to
I
condemn.
Damn you.
Yeah, to condemn, basically.
I condemn you to the seventh level.
Oh, yeah, because then here we go. There's damnation.
Yeah.
Which is from the 1300s, the 1300s. Condemnation to hell by God. Also from being condemned by judicial science, from the old French damnation, from the Latin damnationem. It's a noun of action. Blah. Basically, it's the noun form of damn, is what damnation is. So a lot of these things, they actually have roots in the Bible, in some version of the Bible. I don't know what version you read at home, if you even have one. But a lot of these things, they have roots in the Bible, and some of the really funny ones. I have no idea where I was going.
James had a lot to say about swearing.
Oh, right. The Book of James. Speaking of the Bible, the Book of James has a ton to say about swearing.
I don't understand. Is this a different book?
No, it's the Book of James inside the Bible. Like, the Bible is basically...
Like John 3:16.
Think of the Bible like a...
Like when you buy three books in one?
Yeah. Except it's like a shit ton more.
Mm.
And because within each of the individual books inside of it, you have also... Oh, the Bible's like an anthology. There we go.
I don't know what that means. I feel like I sound so stupid. And honestly, guys, I'm actually pretty smart.
She does get good grades. Jessica just needs to get out in the world a little bit more.
I just don't under... Like, this is what I hate about the English language. There's like 50,000 words for one other word. Remember this rant?
I do remember this rant.
Throwback.
However, an anthology is a literary is a collection of literary works chosen by the compiler. It may be a collection of poems, short stories, plays, songs, or excerpts. In general, fiction anthologies used to categorize collections of shorter works, such as short stories and short novels, usually collected into a single volume for publication. So the Bible is an anthology of all of these old-ass-fuck stories that people who created Christianity thought people needed to know about in order to practice Christianity.
I thought they were just different chapters. But this is
interesting. No, because within the books there are chapters. For example, that quote that we were going to do is from James chapter 1, and it's verse 26.
Interesting.
Yeah, it gets even more confusing when you have, I don't remember, James doesn't have more than one book, but there are some people who have more than one book, and then you get into, like, first blah, 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 chapter what, whatever, verse whatever.
Interesting.
Yes. See, Mom, Sunday school paid off. I know how to read Bible quotes.
I only ever went to, like, Bible camp for a week, and it was because, like, we got to play games and
did
stuff.
You even have to read the Bible at Bible? Like, I remember Bible camp. We had, eventually,
we sung songs.
Like, my third year in Bible camp, they stopped telling kids to, well, they told you to bring a Bible if you had one, but you didn't have to because they printed off all the Bible verses that they wanted you to read.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even have to bring it, but I brought it anyways.
Well, we had to sing songs, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had, like, our little Bible meetings or whatever, it was, like, they had one verse and they, like, explained that verse. So, like, we didn't even have to read it. We just kind of just sit and listen.
Oh, see, we had like morning reflection where we went off by ourselves, but we had like a little booklet. So if you didn't have your Bible, you could just read it out of the booklet.
No, instead. We didn't do that. And then they did plays and stuff about the Bible verses. And
oh, those are always interesting.
I remember one about a boat.
That would be Noah's Ark.
No, it was like
Jonah and the whale.
No. It was like Jesus their on the boat interpretation. It was like an interpretation of a verse. And it was like three people on a boat, and then like the boat was too heavy, so someone had to get off, something like that. I don't know.
Okay. I have no idea which Bible story you're talking about.
Like, I don't think it was an actual story. I think it was just like how they were explaining the verse to us.
Oh. That seems weird.
Because they also, I remember they showed us like this monkey trap. That was like a big hollowed out like squash or something with a little hole in it, and they would put seeds in it, and then the monkey would reach his hand in and grab a whole bunch of seeds, and he'd try and pull his hand out, but his fist was so big that he couldn't pull his hand out.
Oh, I've seen.
And then he wouldn't want to drop the food, and then the hunters would come and shoot him because he was so greedy, and like he was stuck there.
I've heard about things like that, but with raccoons.
And they told us about it, and it had to do with some verse. I mean, I always got to paint flower pots and shit. It was fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Anywho, in James chapter 1, verse 26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless.
Oh, that's kind of extreme.
Thanks, James. You're kind of an asshole.
That's a little extreme there, guys.
It's pretty judgy. It's
a little extreme.
It's very judgy. James, you're being very judgy right now.
I thought we were supposed to accept everybody, James.
Yeah, I know. And here's the sad thing. Wait, is James in the New Testament or the Old Testament? Because here's the thing. I've had the Bible explained to me like this. So you have the Old Testament, and then you have the New Testament. You know that, right? It's like the two halves of the book.
Okay.
Okay, so you have the Old Testament, which is like everything before Jesus was born. And then you have the New Testament, which is like everything after Jesus was born. Because that's how they measure things in the Bible. So in the Old Testament, you have like the creation of the world story, and which coincidentally
Adam
there are two of them in the Bible. Yeah, then you have Adam and Eve and like all of this stuff that basically it's also actually the first four books of the Bible are identical to the first four books in the Quran, which are identical to the first four books in the Torah.
I'm twisting.
Yes, because everything splits up when we get to, is it Abraham? Yeah, everything splits up when we get to Abraham, and then Islam goes off and follows the child of Hagar, and then,
Jen knows everything.
Jewish and Christianity stay together until Jesus is born, and then Christianity splits off because they are a sect of Judaism that believes that Jesus was the Messiah, and other Judaism believes that they're still waiting for the Messiah. That's a very, very, very basic rundown. Anywho, so the way I was taught the Bible is that old school Bible, Old Testament, is old school God who is vengeful and kind of an asshole.
That's mean.
It's also blasphemous.
Yeah.
And then new school Bible is all like, oh, happy, dappy, lovey, like Jesus is here to forgive all your sins. Okay.
I prefer new school.
Yeah, a lot of people really prefer New School. So I don't know if James is from the Old Testament or the New Testament.
Let's just hug it out, guys. Except yeah, well, I don't like hugs. Don't hug okay. me.
I won't hug you. It's okay.
Hug each other.
Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and hug them.
But not me. If I'm your neighbor, stay away.
Well, right now you're my neighbor. Stick. Right now you're my neighbor, and I think we're good.
I don't have a stick.
Well, that's okay. So, yeah, that's one of the ones that we found in the Bible. But there were some other quotes. Here's the thing. When you look up biblical curses, you come up with a lot of stuff that's like, I'm cursing the ground you walk on, or I'm cursing your...
Dishonor on you, dishonor on your family, dishonor on your cow.
No, it's dishonor on you, dishonor on your... Oh, no, it is dishonor on your family, then dishonor on your cow. My bad.
Do not... Fuck with me, Jen. Me and Disney, we like dis, yo. I just crossed my fingers when I said dis, yo.
Anywho, Yeah, so that's what a lot of what you find in the Bible when you come across like biblical curses. But if you look up, there's a website called openbible.info. And it's really funny because it literally says, what does the Bible say about? And then you can fill in the blank. So we typed in swear words.
And it comes up. There's a whole freaking list.
There is. There's an entire list of like Bible things. Verses, quotations that have something to say on swearing.
Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life.
He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. That is Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. So, I don't know. What do you think that one means? Like, a lot of these are like...
I would say that just means, like, don't be a dick. Shut your mouth.
That's what I see a lot of these, in a lot of these things. Like, there's another one from James. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. So, like, maybe don't curse people. Like, just be nice.
You know, okay. Speaking of religion, my favorite thing that I've ever heard about a religion is, like, that it's Greek.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the one where they used to think people initially had, like, four arms and four legs.
Oh, yeah.
And, like...
I don't know if that's actually...
Four
eyes.
I know,
I've seen it on the internet. I
want
to do some vetting.
And then Zeus was, like, scared because...
Fuck no.
Yeah, he didn't want people to, like, rise up, so he separated them.
Do you know why Zeus
was
scared?
That's the whole thing about your soulmate.
Do you know why Zeus was scared?
Because they have the other half of your heart and your soul, and so you have to try and find the person who you were supposed to
be. Yeah, but do you know why Zeus was scared? Because before Zeus,
there
were
the Titans,
and Zeus overthrew the Titans.
Oh, girl, I know my Greek, what's it called? Mythology.
Is that because of Disney?
No, this is because I had a slight obsession when I was in grade 6.
Okay, yeah.
I did, like, 150.
So you understand that pretty much all of Greek mythology is Zeus being all like, oops, I fucked that thing.
Yeah. My dick just fell in that.
And now there's a baby.
Oh, shit.
But that ain't my baby.
Ain't my baby. I might have fucked it, but it ain't my baby.
See, right there, ladies and gentlemen, that was blasphemy against ancient Greek religion.
No, it's true, though.
It is. It's absolutely true. But it's also true saying Jesus was kind of like a hippie, almost.
Well, I mean...
He had hippie-ish tendencies.
My hippie friend wore his shoes, so we called them her Jesus sandals.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, girl.
I don't know. I actually don't know what kind of footwear Jesus wore. I would have
obviously
imagined
he
went,
wore
like
Birks.
Clearly, Jesus wore Birks.
Obviously.
I mean, he was clearly very stylish.
Obviously, he wore Birks.
I mean, it was. Very, very obvious that he only wore
Birks. What
name brand tunic, toga, whatever the heck it was.
Mm-hmm.
Name brand robes. Only the best for the Son of God. Oh, if there is a hell, I am going straight to it. I'll save you a spot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I prefer to be close to the fire pit.
Oh.
So I keep warm.
Mm. Just make sure you bring marshmallows. Mine will be all gone.
Oh my god, y'all! S'mores in hell.
Woohoo!
Hashtag J&J. S'mores in hell.
I'll see if I can get in good with Lucifer when I get down there.
Okay, this is the other thing I don't really understand about this religion. Yes.
Oh.
Is that...
That whole thing?
Okay, if hell is such a bad place, then, like, why doesn't Satan make it nicer so people want to go there?
Do you know who Satan was?
Yeah, he was an angel.
Yes, who got thrown out of heaven.
Yeah,
and so he's really, really pissed off. But, he didn't really make hell. Technically speaking, God made hell, and,
Yeah, but that's like saying, I built this house, now you have to live there, but you can't change any of the furniture.
Except, imagine the house is like...
A burning fire pit.
A volcano. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if you're, like, an ex-angel, you can, like, shovel out some lava, right? No?
I don't know.
I mean, at least he could dress up the front door so people think it's a nice place to go.
He probably does. That's why sins are fun.
Oh, I see.
Like, think of the seven deadly sins.
Gluttony, lust, greed,
See? Those three. Those three right there.
Are the my best favorite. Best three
sins. Actually, no. Sloth.
Sloth is laziness, right?
I love sloth.
Oh, man. Sloth is probably, like, my biggest one.
Is there, like, a mad one, like anger or rage?
Oh, it's wrath.
Wrath.
Sorry. Wroth.
Wroth.
Wroth-wath-tiled. What are they now? I need to
avarice.
Know. What's avarice?
It's like coveting your neighbor's Severus wife. Really?
Dumbledore! Run, Weasley! Hermione. I'm sorry.
Continue, I want to hear you say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter! I'm done. Thank you.
You're not going to do the Voldemort part?
No. Voldemort.
All right, guys. I want to take all of that and make a brand new Potter Papa Pals with just Jessica.
I might also just look it up right now.
Okay. I thought you were looking up the seven deadly sins.
I was doing that, but then you said a word that I don't even remember what it was. But it was about screwing someone else's wife.
Okay, the seven deadly sins.
Don't sleep with your neighbor.
Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, pride.
Envy and pride.
Yeah, I think avarice is actually envy.
That's being jealous. Don't be jealous.
Yeah.
Be happy for your neighbor if he's got a banging wife.
And then there's pride.
Hubris.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fly too close to the sun. Your wings will melt off.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Then you'll die.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, in the Bible, on the seven deadly sins...
I'm sorry.
You're terrible. Are we actually going to take a break and watch that? Okay, guys, we'll be right back. Jessica needs to take a break, because she's going to cough.
Coughing.
Okay, we're back. Jessica just finished watching Potter Puppet Pals. I completely forgot that Dumbledore lost his robe on that.
He's just a weird, creepy old man.
A little bit. Okay, so along with all of these Bible verses that say stuff about swearing, they do actually have ones that say stuff about the seven deadly sins. And the one that we found here is Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. And is there are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run, to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers.
Okay, so there's seven deadly sins, but what are the six things he hates? Is one of them, like, mold? With the word moist?
I think that six of them are things that God hates, and that although all seven of these are an abomination to him. Right? I know. I don't like it. I don't like this particular...
Okay, I get, because seven are an abomination, mm-hmm. So that's the seven sins, but what are the six things he hates?
Of the seven, he hates six of them.
Oh, I know which one he likes.
Which means God is totally okay with one of the seven deadly sins.
Obviously, it's lust. Let's be real here.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
with
really?
All those birds and bees.
All them birds and all those bees. They gotta get there somewhere.
Okay, so if you look up the seven deadly sins, there's a whole bunch of, like, stuff in Revelations that they start coming up with, and they're really, really long, like 18, 19 verses long, so we're not going to read them all. They don't ever actually call out
all of the... They don't name them.
Yeah, so I think that the seven deadly sins, maybe not necessarily a Christian thing. I mean, they allude to a lot of them. For example, in 1 Timothy 6, verses 11 and 12, yeah, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. That one, it's clearly talking about greed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's, that's kind of, like, what a lot of the seven deadly sins are. Like, it's basically their desires for things. Oh, here we go. Oh, no, it's in the Book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, where it's, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that one that we read, and it's, like, all of these, seven things that
proud
we listed.
Proud look, so that's vanity, right? Yeah. Lying tongue, what's that one?
Lying.
Like, I don't, oh, wait.
I don't know. Let's just, let it just be said that, the seven deadly sins kind of, confuse us slightly.
Yeah.
But they are lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. They are mentioned in the Bible, although not necessarily by those particular names. And the worst among them, like, it doesn't even actually say necessarily which one is the worst among them.
I think pride and envy are bad ones.
Yeah, pride and envy.
Because greed can get you places. But, like, it, like, a little bit of greed's okay. Because that means you're striving for more, right? And, like, wanting progress I don't think is a bad thing.
I think greed is more than that. Like, there's ambition and then there's greed. Right?
Yeah, like, but just still, a little, just like a little sprinkle on top.
No, because you can still be ambitious without being greedy. But if you're greedy, you're not necessarily going to help others. If you're ambitious, yes, you'll look after yourself first, but you will still help others.
Mm, yeah, we'll see about that. We'll see. If it works out for me, I got your back.
Yay.
But only if it works out for me. Otherwise, I'm gonna maybe step on you as I climb my way to the top, because...
You can try.
No, I'm not that person. I watched this video... And it was, like, this guy who was in this foreign country, and he was, like, pretending that he was, like, a tourist, and that he didn't know that the $50 bill wasn't a $5. So he was asking people for $5 in change, but he was giving them 50s. And, like, there were, like, four people who were, like, giving him $5 and keeping the 50 as if, like, it was a 5. And he's, like, that's a 5, right? And he's, like, they're, like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he's like, hey, dude, I'm not that, like, I know that's a 50, like, don't be an ass. Give me back my $50. I want my $50 back. And they're like, oh, sorry, man, sorry, man. He's like, just be honest. Just be honest next time.
That actually happened to me at a social a little while ago. A few weeks ago, actually, because I was lucky enough to get the late shift on the drink table, and someone came up who had had several too many. And I mean, like, actually swaying while he was standing there. And he wanted, we'd run out of change at this time, and he wanted more drink tickets. So I, of course, sold him the drink tickets, and he bought 5 of them. And because drinks were $3 each, so he was going to give me a 20. And he pulled out his wallet, and he pulled out a $100 bill and started giving me a $100 bill. And he only expected $5 back.
Oh, my God.
Folded up the $100 bill, put it in his hand, said, you put that in your pocket and you leave it there. I will take this green one and give you a blue one.
I take the green one. You take the blue one.
And then we're good. Yeah. he was so confused.
Drunk people, honestly.
Oh.
And this is why I'm happy that Canadians have different colored money.
Oh my gosh, yes. We went to the States once and, my cousin just kept his bills crumpled in his pocket, and so he just, like, threw $2 out on the table, and the guy was uncrumpling it, and one was, like, a 20. And he's like, good thing I checked, and my cousin's like, oh, sorry, sorry. But it's, like, it's so much nicer to have money that's different colors.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, can't crumple.
That's true. Our money's plastic now. We can't crumple it.
I love our money.
On
except
the downside,
they stick together. And once you fold them, they never fold back.
This is true. And I'm sure that the people at the Grab and Go are not particularly happy with me because the only way I can fit money in my wallet is if I fold it in half and then in half again.
Yeah, same.
And I'm sure they're so not happy because, like, they take it and then they, like, flatten it. And
some
then they
Canadian
put it in the thing.
Will invent a machine that will put it back.
Or maybe the government will just get tired of plastic money and go back to
linen.
I
love our plastic money. Because you drop it in the snow, and then it's the snow melts and you still have your dollars.
Well, the linen still had the...
Yeah, but they weren't linen, crumpling and wet and, like,
You just dried it out.
I like our plastic money. Our $100 bills smell like maple syrup.
No, they don't.
They did. I swear to God, they did. When they first came out, they 100% did.
Well, they don't anymore.
No, but they need to start doing that again, because that was amazing. I'm sorry, I keep coughing.
Oh, that's okay. So yeah, that was pretty much blasphemy, and
there's so much stuff to cover under blasphemy, though, because, like, really is. Everything you say could technically be blasphemy.
Against something.
Yeah, any way you look at it, unless you're being, because, I don't know.
Unless we decide that we're going to live in a truly secular society with no religion, with no organized religion at all whatsoever, and even then, one of the dictionary definitions that we read was against a commonly held morality.
Yeah, it wasn't even...
Right? So even then, it would be, like, blasphemy to, I don't know.
Anytime you're negative.
Spit on something.
Anytime you're negative, really, that's blasphemy.
It could be, yeah. There are some people who I'm sure anytime you're negative, it's actually just blasphemy.
Do not taint my being with your negativity, sir!
Oh, bitch.
I say that to my dad all the time. Do not taint my being with your filth. Because he pokes me and prods me and is mean and just annoying. And he'll, like, grab my big toe and just hang on. And it's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to get a reaction. So I scream at him. And he's like, why are you getting mad at me? And I'm like, this is what you asked for.
There we go. Poking Jessica is...
I will bite off your finger.
You will not bite off anybody's finger.
I mean, I could. I have the physical capability.
Yeah, but you won't.
But not the mental capability.
I'm saying you won't.
I'd feel too bad. I accidentally cut someone's finger in shop class, and I started crying. And he's like, I'm fine. And I was like, I'm sorry. I felt so bad.
Aww.
I bought him coffee for like 2 weeks.
Aww.
And then I was like, I can't afford this shit.
And so you stopped buying him coffee.
Yes.
Anywho, so that's our blasphemy episode, and I think our last episode ever.
Bye. Fist show. Haha, Jen.
Damn it.
Haha.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a nice life. Text me.
They don't have your number.
Well, I'm not going to publish that, so tweet me.
Yes, tweet us or leave us a comment on our webpage.
Or check out our WordPress.
That's what I mean by WordPress.
Or iTunes.
Webpage. Yeah, or you can even leave a comment on iTunes.
We have 70 followers on Twitter.
Woohoo!
70.
Awesome.
7 Ds.
7 Ds.
So, technically we're famous, so thank you for all that.
Is that all it takes now?
Yes.
To be famous?
Well, I mean... In my book, we're famous.
Okay.
And my book's the only one that counts.
Woohoo! Yay, famous.
Bye.
Bye.